new year. And don't forget the reason for the season.
Little from Tucker Pecan is here, and the holidays are right on top of us.
Yes, they are, Bubba. The holidays are here. Christmas, all the holiday season is here. That's my favorite time of the year because we have the sweetest treats you will ever find. We make them fresh daily at Tucker Pecan. We don't buy it from here, buy it from there. We make it ourselves. And at Tucker Pecan, you call us, you tell us what you want for your gifts, we will take care of the rest. We will ship them out daily. You call us with a list, we'll take care of the rest. The other thing that makes us special is we have all other kinds of great gift ideas. We have jewelry, necklaces, purses, totes, sweaters. We have Auburn and Alabama. We have local jams, jellies, bearded pickle, bull seasoning. We've got it all at Tucker Pecan. That's why we've been in business for 52 years and still running strong today.
Tell them where you're located.
We're located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. Or you can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
December 17th is Wright Brothers Day. And to commemorate their historic flight, I'm in an exact replica of their airplane. Wow, this thing is really rickety. Wait. Didn't Orville have a fatal crash in one of these? I've changed my mind! I don't want to celebrate Wright Brothers Day!
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's a standby for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. There's tornado damage, some of it major, from Louisiana to Alabama. Two deaths are reported in northern Alabama, one in Vernon Parish, Louisiana. Calvin Turner is the chief sheriff's deputy there.
A lot of structural damage, trees and roadways, just having a hard time getting to some of the locations.
And he says there's concern other people could be hurt or killed. As the House moves toward impeachment, it's expected today to vote on a spending plan to avoid a government shutdown.
The package includes more than $1 billion in border wall systems, an increase in $22 billion in defense spending, and a pay raise increase for military members. In addition, a provision raises the legal age to purchase tobacco products from 18 to 21 and provides $25 million for gun violence research, overturning a 1990s law.
Fox's Jared Halpern in Washington. America's listening to Fox News.
We wish you'd get up, you listeners. We wish you'd get up, you listeners. We wish you'd get up, you listeners. We'll wake you right here. I don't think you got our message. I don't think you got our message. I don't think you got our message. But our message is clear. Oh, sure, you can just ignore us, my friend. We said that it's time to get up. We've made ourselves clear. Stop sleeping, it's time to get up. We said that it's time to get up. You're snoozing and now we're fed up. Get your fat butt in here.
Out of all of our Christmas collection, that remains one of my favorites because it's so well done. If you didn't pay attention to the lyrics, you'd think it was just another great Christmas carol.
Mm-hmm.
5 minutes after 8 o'clock, we are going to turn to the phone first this hour and welcome...
Mr. Sandman.
Hello, sir.
Good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes. Well, my meal bookstore is shut down, so nobody go there. There's nothing there for you now.
Okay,
so
we're still officially moving. Closed and clear.
Nothing to see here.
It's not cleared out yet, but we're working on that. But yeah, but we've got a lot of nice inventory in the Montgomery store. We've got mattresses and... You know, twins, fulls, queens, and kings in stock, ready to go. Got adjustable bases in stock. We've got a lot of beds and headboards, some really pretty full-size beds, headboards and things for children's rooms. A lot of great product, you know, in stock, ready to go for Christmas. You can have it today. We've got delivery times available later this week, so come see us on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. Now, we have two stores there.
Yes.
With sneakers, tennis shoe stores in between. Shop both sides. You got a complete different selection on each side, so you're looking at the same thing on each side. So come see us. We've got great deals. Got a lot of closeouts. Got some floor samples left over. we need to get rid of. Got some great queen mattresses under $500 for the sets. We got the hybrids, we got memory foams, we got latex. Open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday. And we will be closed Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. But other than that, we're ready to help you, and we appreciate it.
Thank you, Mr. Sandman.
Thank you.
All righty, it is 7 minutes after 8.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
You just heard on Fox News about the all the damage across the South. Three dozen tornado reports, some significant tornadoes and a lot of damage, and three fatalities, two of them here in Alabama. The threat of severe weather for us is over. In fact, the tornado watch ended at 4 here locally, but there's still a tornado watch in extreme southeast Alabama where they've had some warnings this morning. Looks like the bulk of the rain is now leaving the area. It's windy. It is certainly turning colder. We've dropped 14 degrees in the last 2 hours. And the temperature will continue dropping until we reach the mid-40s, maybe even colder by sunset. And then by tomorrow morning, first thing, 29 degrees, wind chill factor closer to 20. So some big changes here after mid-70s yesterday. Then we're looking for a high temperature tomorrow that'll barely scrape 49 about. And I think we're back to the 20s again on Wednesday night before we're back to the mid-50s on Thursday and Friday, dry. Maybe a few showers Friday night into Saturday. Right now this morning, west winds at 14 miles per hour, making that 52 degree temperature seem a lot colder. At least the rain has stopped now at 8:08. And whether it is a, you know, a busted toilet, a broken pipe, a leaky faucet, maybe a clogged garbage disposal, plumbing picks the worst time to be a problem. And at Plumbing by Luke Wire, they're ready to go 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Hey, do you need your a new water heater installed? They'll do that as well. Did you know that their repairs are guaranteed for a year? That's right. Plumbing by Luke Wire, they never charge overtime, regardless of when you call. And that's why they are... It's now a no-brainer at my house. They're my go-to plumbers. They're very professional. They tell me, they pick up the phone, tell me they're on their way. Then they diagnose the problem, sit down, tell me this is it, this is what it'll cost, and then they fix it. And that's the way it is. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, give them a call, 264-9666. By the way, you can also visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Alabama certification number 84417.
Greg Lake was the Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting songwriter.
I believe in Father Christmas.
I'm going to give you guys a break. It has nothing to do with
that.
You're
going to play it because I love that song.
Yes.
Oh. I put the whole version in there.
I have it.
Oh, boy.
So we will play that because we're getting close. It's time to spend a moment.
That's one of my favorites.
It is one. Now, next to my two favorites, non-traditional, it's that one. Mm-hmm. Traditional, Carol of the Bells.
Oh, yeah, I love that.
The Burger King song? Yeah.
Not your version, sir.
No, it is an incredible song.
Yep.
By the way, that Greg Lake song, there's a couple of different versions of that.
Yeah, and
there's one that...
Well, the one you put in, is that under RT?
Yeah. And I put the whole version in. It's got the big swelling stuff at the end of it.
Ends cold. It's really, 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 really good.
But the one that Emerson, Lake, and Palmer did... is much different.
I don't think I've ever heard that.
It doesn't have the swelling vocals at the end and the big thing. It ends on a couple of piano notes mm-hmm. at the end of it. So
should I play the one that you put in there?
Yeah, this is the version that I love.
Yeah.
And maybe by the end of the week I'll play mine.
Okay.
But this has nothing to do with me wanting to go out and smoke.
I'm totally fine with that. I love this song.
No, you're on fumes because you were up all night with the storm situation coming through.
Yeah.
And I've been losing sleep over Mr. Poopin' Wanch.
You two also did a cover of this. I'm not biased, but it's also good.
Me too? Oh, you two.
Not this. You two didn't cover this.
Yeah, that was Bono.
God, that would be hilarious, though.
It would. At 8:11. Local news.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Jalea Brooks. Alabama Power is responding to power outages from last night's severe weather. About 880 customers are without power in Dallas, Perry, Elmore, and Chilton counties. Crews are standing by to begin power restoration work this morning as soon as it's safe to do so. Meanwhile, crews work throughout the night surveying the damage in Marengo County after a likely tornado touchdown last night. Close to a dozen homes were damaged in the Saltwell community right outside of Demopolis. In news across Alabama, family and friends of Anaya Blanchard are coming together to celebrate her life with a public memorial service this Saturday at Faith Chapel in Birmingham. The 19-year-old was kidnapped in Auburn and reported missing in October. Her remains found nearly a month later in a wooded area in Macon County. The service starts at noon, but will also be streamed on Faith Chapel's Facebook and website. I'm Jalea Brooks. For more on these stories and others, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Hey, it's Christmas time at Marguerite's, and we have our $99 special diamond necklace. Four styles, white, yellow, and rose gold for your absolutely terrific and just for $99. But if you want something else, come in. We still have time to custom make for you. At Marguerite's, we make it. We really make it. We make it with the highest quality, and we make it the most affordable. We offer layaway, and we also offer a financing program. So whatever you want to do at Marguerite's, come see us. We're in the Pep Tree Shops. We're open every day till Christmas. And Marguerite's, we make it. We really make it. We'll knock it out of the box for you. Thank you.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Hi, this is Blue Water Chief Meteorologist Rich Thomas, wishing you and yours a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
There'll be peace on earth, but instead it just kept on raining, a veil of tears for the virgin birth. I remember one Christmas morning, a winter's light and a distant choir, and the peal of a bell and that Christmas tree smell, and eyes full of tinsel and fire. They sold me a silent night. They told me a fairy story, till I believed in the Israelite. And I believed in Father Christmas, and I looked to the sky with excited eyes. Then I woke with a yawn in the first light of dawn, and I saw him in his disguise. I wish you a brave new year.
that is good.
So
good. God, that is so good.
Favorite Christmas songs.
Ah.
Did you like it?
Awesome!
Jeez, yeah. It starts so small and then it ends. It's a powerful thing.
Right.
God, I love it.
75.
It is. You know, really the best Christmas songs, a lot of them I can't listen to because they just, I get too emotional, you know?
Big old softy.
Yeah, I am.
You are.
I think it's the ASPCA or one of the animal rescue groups.
Well, you got to combine that together then.
Maudlin. They're using Silent Night and they're showing pictures of these. And I have to shut it off. I can't watch. I'll help. Don't put me through that.
Let me do a spoiler of what we're doing on Christmas Eve. Everybody's done Little Drummer Boy, but this group, this Christian, contemporary Christian group out of Nashville called Jars of Clay.
Oh, yeah.
Did the best version of Little Drummer Boy ever. It's our song of the day on Christmas Eve.
Oh, that is very cool. You guys will be here, and I'll be here with you in spirits.
Yep. Spirits. In spirits.
Three spirits.
Might have a few of those right here, too.
I don't want the boss to hear me say that.
Don't forget my eggnog.
Oh, no, but...
I'll give you some cash if you'd like, but don't forget my eggnog.
No, don't be ridiculous. Just do me the favor, because the best way to do that is... I'm going to be coming back the 27th, I think, or the 28th. I got a giant cooler. It's going to be packed with ice,
mm-hmm.
and I usually start picking up those wherever I can. I'm going to bring back five.
Yeah, one for me.
For the house,
four for me.
And three for Jay. one, and three.
God, I love that stuff.
Yeah, it is really good. And we're talking about, unfortunately, it's not something you can order and have shipped.
I know.
But there's these little convenience stores. You don't walk into them. You drive up to them. They're called farm stores. And they basically have almost anything you might need, from coffee to cigarettes to a lot of dairy products. And their eggnog, it is not real spicy like a lot of eggnogs are.
Real creamy.
It's so thick. It comes out chunky.
It's almost like...
melted ice cream.
Yeah.
It really is.
That's good.
And, And I think it's only got like 800 calories per teaspoonful.
Per teaspoonful.
That's right. Yeah, so...
You take one shot and it's like, you've hit your calorie count for the day.
Like
2,000.
Like drinking lard.
It is the most flavorful lard.
It is. We've been... Man, they used to bring it to the radio stations in the 80s, you know, the first day they'd introduce it.
Right.
They never had trouble getting on any radio show when they showed up with half gallons of that stuff.
Of course not.
Because it was like, now we know it's Christmas time. At 8:19.
It's time.
It is time.
Time for...
Stupid.
News.
News.
What news?
Stupid.
News.
Let's go.
Hi, I'm your stupid news anchor, Greg Budell. Would you like to know the 10 most downloaded apps of the past decade?
Decade. Yes.
What's the Kennedy call it?
The decade.
Clinton?
And four most downloaded apps worldwide this decade, all owned by Facebook.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So Messenger's got to be one of them.
Well, let's take a look.
Number four.
Instagram.
Okay. Oh, they're close.
Number three.
Yeah, these are just ranked.
I got you.
WhatsApp. I don't have that. WhatsApp.
I don't know. Third base.
I don't know.
Two.
I don't know, Doc.
Facebook Messenger.
Yeah.
And number one.
Facebook. Rest of the top 10, Snapchat, Skype, TikTok, UC Browser.
What is TikTok?
That's very popular in Asia. I've been hearing this term lately.
TikTok.
This is more recent vintage. YouTube.
Oh, the YouTubes there,
Twitter.
Yeah.
And the apps that we spend the most money on are Netflix, Tinder, and Pandora. Most downloaded game of the decade. Jay, what do you think it is?
Most downloaded game?
Of the decade.
That's going to be a tough one. Minecraft.
I am so sorry.
Fortnite.
Fortnite.
No, it's not Fortnite.
It's probably going to be one of these stupid, like, Candy Crush things.
What was
things
the one
something
we were playing on our phones?
Pokemon Go.
Yeah. No?
Remember I downloaded that just to be hip?
Yeah.
What an idiot. What a moron.
A game? I don't know. It's probably something I've never... Clash of Clans or something. I don't know.
Winning. There you go.
God. It's probably, yeah.
Yeah, I had to think of something really stupid. Yeah, just stupid. Stupid.
A lot of things coming out relative to the end of the decade. The five dating terms that were born this decade became
popular. Dating terms?
Yeah, I'm not going to use my countdown thing because that, you know, once is enough for any break. Netflix and Chill was number five. That came along around 2015 as a modern update to the booty call. Sliding into DMs. I don't know what this is. It's in the Urban Dictionary from 2014. Describe how people start privately chatting with someone on social media. Sliding into DMs.
Yeah.
What does that mean? Sliding into DMs?
Yeah, it's direct messages.
Direct, okay.
Direct messages.
Ah, gotcha.
Basically, hey, why don't you private message me? Just slide in my... Yeah.
Ghosting became a popular term 2015 again, as we needed a way to sum up the most passive-aggressive way of ending things with someone.
You just ignore them completely.
Catfish. The Catfish documentary came out in 2010, gave us a term to describe people pretending to be someone else online. And that ultimately set the thing up with Twitter, where if you are the real Donald Trump or the real whatever, you can have that done to authenticate. Mm-hmm. And then swiping left and right was number one. Tinder started in 2012, and with it...
Swiping left and right?
Left, swiping left is no, swiping right is yes.
Is that right?
I've seen that. That's turned up in some TV commercials.
I think that's in some dating apps where you can, you know,
So there you go.
Interesting.
We're right with the times, baby.
Yes, we are.
One of the things that happens when we have a storm, like the stuff that came through, heavy rains, no doubt a few people in the river region today will walk into a room and notice a hideous stain in the ceiling. And your first reaction is, oh, my God, do I have to replace the roof? Most of the time, that is not the case. As your house settles, cracks can develop, and sometimes just the right combination of wind and rain will seep through one of those cracks, and then it gets in and makes that hideous stain. Jones Brothers comes out. They trace the source where the rain actually got in, and they reseal that area for you. Then they dispatch a painter whose main artistic skill is to cover up those ghastly stains. I don't know how they do it, but it saves you a lot of money because you don't have to repaint the whole roof. But when you need a whole roof, use Jones Brothers. They're around eight decades now. That's an incredible legacy of accomplishment. They do other things for homes, too. They can give you a screened-in patio, you know, in this past decade. Jones Brothers
I heard that.
came up with the formula for a roofing material that reflects the heat back up into the sky. So you can... put a screened-in area on your home that's usable year-round and not just when the weather is mild or cool.
Will it be around next decade?
I would like to have one of those on our house by next decade, but you can get it now just by calling 800-264-8009. Replacement windows and doors. Jones Brothers has put screen doors on our homes, and they do a fantastic job at a great price. Go to jbroof.com to see their entire portfolio of accounts.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. Upscale, elegant, clean, and odor-free. It's not the Waldorf. It's a luxury portable restroom from Formal Outings. Perfect outdoor facilities for all occasions. Visit formaloutings.com.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic with your latest update. We still have slow traffic on I-65 southbound out of Prattville. It is still bunched up a bit at the 143 on-ramp from Millbrook. Moderate to heavy traffic on I-65 and 85 this morning. The interchange is moving at the speed limit. No issues there. I-85 southbound, we have a slowdown at Chantilly inbound towards Taylor Road. The Boulevard, moderate to heavy traffic all the way around the city. Most congested area from Shirley Lane up past I-85, Carmichael, Woodmere to Vaughan Road. Use caution, drive carefully, and buckle up. If you're going to have a Christmas puppy under the tree, make sure its life comes complete with Invisible Fence. With both indoor and outdoor systems, it'll keep that puppy safe. Call Vicky Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
There are more distracted drivers this time of year. Don't be a distracted driver. Put your phone away while you drive. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you safe this holiday season.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15 SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad.
No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad.
No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad.
No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
You know that feeling you get when you spend less but get more? What if that feeling also came with a 60-day satisfaction guarantee? Raise your expectations. With WOW Business, you get fast internet and a partnership that helps enable business growth and success. Act now. Get 1 gig WOW Business internet starting at $199 a month. Visit wowforbusiness.com. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement required. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Well, hope my family ain't expecting much from me this Christmas, because I done lost my holiday job. I was working as a mall Santa till they fired me for no good reason. Something about, you can't give cigarettes to kids, blah, blah, blah. It's not as if I wanted to give that crying brat my last cigarette, but when I told her she seemed like a jerk and I didn't think she deserved nothing, she threatened to pee on my lap. And I knew I had to do something drastic. So I held up my last menthol and told her it was a magic candy cane that only tasted minty when you lit it on fire. Next thing I know, she's running through Santa Land and asking Mrs. Claus for a lighter. Long story short, I got banned from Santa Land for life. It's probably for the best, though. The kids were starting to ask me things like, why do you smell like an ashtray, Santa? And Santa, why aren't you wearing a bra? Anyway, Merry Christmas, y'all.
Methel Meredith, more of a recent revelation on this show, but part of this whole decade. And prior to that,
you're just going to run with this.
Exactly.
Was 1 minute inside a woman's head. And if you missed it earlier, that series is ending. This is the very final
600 of about.
Now, so many of them are reusable. I mean, I have a ton of them in the system, yeah. And we will play them from time to time, those that have an evergreen value. Mm-hmm. But this is the last one.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 minute inside a woman's head.
I never thought I'd give so much second thought to marriage. I mean, I'm excited to be engaged, but if someone told me that I could buy something, but half of the time it doesn't work, I wouldn't buy it. So why do so many people still roll the dice? Marriage, it's the ultimate double dare. And people like to take chances. Well, it looks like Thomas and I are going for it.
Thomas?
Come on, 7.
And that was another episode of 1 minute inside a woman's head.
Well, her boyfriend for a long time was Jimmy. And Jimmy kind of reminded me, if you're familiar with The Office, remember Pam's first boyfriend? It was obviously a...
No.
You know?
I don't.
It was a warehouse guy or something?
I've seen all of maybe 3 episodes.
I've seen about 6.
Yeah.
You guys, I am astonished at how unhip you are.
Said the guy who hasn't watched The Mandalorian.
That's exactly why I teed that up for you.
Or The Irishman, probably.
Hey, quote a Spinal Tap line.
The end. Did that work? Did that work for you there?
It goes to 11.
He's go to 11.
Yeah.
We have the...
Because 11's
favorite. That's my favorite. It's one more than 10.
One more than 10.
If you're feeling left out of the conversation by listening,
sorry.
So am I. It's okay. Let them have their private moment of fun.
Oh, you would. But this.
Because it's so designed to
just,
you. Because
you would work love.
With, you work
this.
With that group. What was it?
I don't know. The name escapes me.
It's been a few decades.
Some like indie band, you know. Most people haven't heard of them.
I know. Does
it rhyme with
Sticks?
Good. How many decades were there?
Decades? Oh, many. I will tell their story one day. Our Morning Maroon nominees include, and again, we love it. I get suggestions for these from listeners. And, you know, we're doing, by the way, tonight we're doing our festive listener focus group at the pizza place right after happy hour at 6. If you would like to join us there and enjoy amazing free pizza, call Rosie this afternoon at 272-9228 and get your name on the list.
She's amazing. She offered to come in and help last night.
Oh, man. Remember that time she brought us breakfast?
She's that kind of person.
She's just an amazing human being. And she has been for decades.
Decades. Plural. At 8:32, we gave away a Seafood Bistro gift card. Jay, why don't you give us a sneak preview of some of your favorites? I've got to have those fried green tomatoes again. That was a revelation in 2019.
They're so good. Oh, man. Fried green tomatoes got added to the menu. Fried cheese curds got added to the menu. It's been a wonderful year with the Seafood Bistro, and it promises to be another wonderful year in 2020 as well. They're located at 1651 Perry Hill Road. They open up at 11 o'clock today and every day, with the exception of Christmas Day and New Year's Day. I've already just spoke to Chef Paul on the phone and got his holiday hours. He will be open Christmas Eve, regular hours, plus the day after Christmas, as well as New Year's Eve, of course, the day after New Year's as well. But New Year's Day and Christmas Day, they will be closed. If you want to get a look at all the delicious food that we're talking about, you can do so at their website. Go to theseafoodbistro.com, where you can put in your order there online if you'd like to do that. You can also use one of the delivery apps to have it brought to your door, whether it be at home or at your office, if you'd like to do that. Or, like I said, just go by Perry Hill Road, 1651, and dine in. If you'd like to enjoy the full experience of the Seafood Bistro, don't forget to like and follow them on Facebook.
It's 8:33.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
On the rain, on the radar, the rain has left the river region right now. Had an inch and a half, more than an inch and a half in my house. Last time I checked the airport, and that's been a while, it was like a 1 1/3 inches. So some good rains. Now the temperature's been dropping.
Dropping, yeah. I just checked.
Yeah, so we've dropped 16 degrees in the last 2 hours.
Wow.
And still going down, and the winds have picked up, so this is all right on schedule. So windy, colder, falling temperatures today. Temperatures reaching the mid-40s easily by sunset, if not colder. Overnight low temperature tonight, 29 by first thing tomorrow morning. Wind chill factor will be closer to 20, so gloves, hats, scarves needed. And then for the day tomorrow, sunshine is around, but a high temperature only up to maybe 49, back to the 20s on Wednesday night, and then we'll be in the mid-50s on, mid-50s on Thursday and Friday. I'm sorry, I'm falling apart on you here. Right in front of your eyes or your ears. Right now this morning we have west winds at 14 miles per hour. Our temperature with cloudy skies, 52 degrees now at 8:34.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Morning Maroon nominees coming up.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We're back to normal with good traffic flow on I-65 and 85, with the exception of I-85 southbound at Chantilly. We have a little slowdown there at Chantilly up towards Taylor. Other than that, we're fine. Interchange is looking good, moving at the speed limit. No issues there. The Boulevard, moderate to heavy traffic all around the city. Most congested from Shirley Lane up past I-85 over to Carmichael, Woodmere, and down to Vaughan. Very heavy traffic there. Buckle up. Drive carefully. Hey, if you're going to have a Christmas puppy under the tree, make sure its life comes complete with Invisible Fence. With both indoor and outdoor systems, it'll keep that puppy safe. Call Vicky at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585 for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Holiday traffic can be hectic and sometimes dangerous. If something happens to you, call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Julia Brooks. Crews worked through the night surveying the damage in Marengo County after a likely tornado touched down last night. Close to a dozen homes damaged in the Saltwell community right outside of Demopolis. Meanwhile, Alabama Power is responding to outages from the severe weather. About 880 customers are without power in Dallas, Perry, Elmore, and Chilton counties. Crews are standing by to begin power restoration work as soon as it's safe to do so. In news across Alabama, family and friends of Anaya Blanchard are coming together to celebrate her life with a public memorial service this Saturday at Faith Chapel in Birmingham. The 19-year-old was kidnapped in Auburn and reported missing in October. Her remains found nearly a month later in a wooded area in Macon County. The service starts at noon, but will also be streamed on Faith Chapel's Facebook and website. For more on these stories and others, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Jalea Brooks.
Hey, folks, Jeff Sessions here. There's a battle raging right now, a battle for the soul and future of America. It's a time of great opportunity and great peril. With President Trump, we have a historic opportunity to finally end the lawlessness at our border and to stop China from stealing our technology and our jobs. But we also face great peril. Washington Democrats are seeking to fundamentally change America, change our ideals, divide us from each other. They embrace socialism and chaos at our borders. And many Republicans are just too timid. They're not fully committed to fighting for the president's agenda. It's time to stand up and fight for what's right. And you all know me. I won't go wobbly on you. I'll always stand for Alabama values in Washington. I'm Jeff Sessions, candidate for the Senate. I approve this ad.
Paid for by Friends of Sessions Senate Committee, Inc.
From the Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing family to your family, we'd like to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Luke chapter 2, verse 11 states, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." We hope you have a wonderful holiday season with your friends and family, but please remember the reason for the season. We also ask that you remember our men and women overseas who can't be with their loved ones this joyful time of year. Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing would also like to thank you for the privilege of serving you this past year and for the opportunity to earn your business in the upcoming year. Whether it's serving your plumbing needs or taking care of your heating and air conditioning system for comfort, savings, and peace of mind in the River Region, call Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing at 277-2125 or visit us on the web at www.clarkcomfort.com. And once again, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from our family to yours.
Alabama certification number 99004.
Everyone's holiday looks a little different. Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air is here to help keep your holiday cheer intact. Happy holidays from all of us at Dixie.
Hi, I'm LaDonna Brooks, the traffic director at Blue Water Broadcasting, wishing your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
All right, let's have our risky click of the day, shall we?
Oh, what do we have?
I've been looking at this since we started playing Christmas stuff.
Yeah.
And it's labeled Holiday Dinner, Rudolph, Food Allergies.
Okay.
I don't remember this.
I don't know that that's too risky.
If it stinks, we'll bail out.
Well, there's that.
But this is real radio in real time, folks.
We're doing it live. I think I've heard this.
Do it live!
I made turkey and stuffing and hot mashed potatoes, yams and a ham and some fried green tomatoes, but I have forgot what my friends could have or have not. Charlie could not have cheddar, cause it clashes with his mints. Lee's on a low-carb diet, couldn't sample any breads. Anya could not have onions, cause they fill her up with gas. Elsie could not have eggnog, cause it knocks her on her ass. One damn item that could stay on Linda's plate. My souffle was a masterpiece, so light and airy, but my guests couldn't eat it because no one ate dairy. I broke down and wept. If you're vegan, then why do you accept? Penny got looks at me. When I put the turkey down, Sarah had to say, ever since the world began, I can't eat no tryptophan. Everyone at the table, getting up in years, you see, skip the meal altogether, talked about their surgery. So I said, pass the vino and pour me some vino and screw it next year in your house, please.
I have no idea who did that.
I don't know either.
It sounds
I
like,
remember hearing that.
Sounds like Victoria Jackson from SNL a little bit.
Yeah, if it was a little higher pitched, it might be her. It might be her.
Speaking of food.
I don't know.
This little nugget here. Sherry and port wine will get you drunk more quickly than most other alcoholic drinks and cause the worst hangovers, and I think I know why.
For the splittest of seconds.
they have.
I thought you said Sherry of port wine, like there's a port wine, Indiana.
Oh,
and there's a Sherry. Woman named Sherry from port Sherry. Wine, Indiana.
Oh, Sherry. I've sampled these in the past, and they're the ones that have that real dry. It's almost like it's not even a liquid. You put it in your mouth, you swallow it, but it leaves it.
The ports, yeah.
And
they go well with chocolate, though.
Do they?
Yes.
See, I never worried about the I skipped all steps. I went straight to drunk. But forget these intermediary stopping points.
Right?
No,
yeah.
I need to be wasted now. The reason, I'm just speculating, because you know, when you get well, you learn about the things that damaged you.
Mm-hmm.
These, I believe, are very dehydrating beverages. And dehydration is the leading factor in a nasty hangover. And that's why you should drink water. And as much as you can, or water with a little electrolyte in it, like Gatorade or some other tasteless beverage. It is 8:43.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
Our electrifying story today is so nice, we've done it twice this morning. And it's nothing more than a hats off and props to actor Gary Sinise, who's been so involved in helping veterans groups. Plays in a band, the Lieutenant Colonel Dan Band, I think it's called.
Yeah.
Tours bases, goes overseas, took 1,700 Gold Star children to Disney. It's something he does every year. I just think we need to acknowledge that. Not everybody out there. He's not the only one that has a very traditional support and love for America. He's an actual conservative, and he's so good at what he does that they don't dare not hire him. But 1,700 kids got a 4-day, 3-night stay at Disney, and the big thing that he gets out of this is having the kids meet the other kids so they know they're not alone, that they're not the only kids who lost a parent while serving the country. So they have a great time. It's cathartic, and as he said, it creates friendships that last a lifetime. And it's nice to have an electrifying story like that once in a while. Hats off to Gary Sinise. Mr. Electric is a team of certified master electricians that are the very best at what they do. Whatever it is you need them to do. You know what you'll love first? When you call Mr. Electric at 245-1566, you schedule the appointment for whatever it is you need done. Maybe there's an odd noise. You don't want to take a chance on anything like that, or lights are flickering without explanation, or there doesn't seem to be power going to an outlet and you've checked all the options. These can become dangerous situations. Electrical house fires are so quickly devastating. You really, if you're lucky, you get out with yourself because they spread so quickly. Don't take chances with that kind of stuff. And when it comes to installing anything from a ceiling fan to a new fixture, let a certified master electrician from Mr. Electric do the work. They give you an upfront price. That is what you pay. There are no surprises. Their folks are all certified, bonded, and insured. Best of the best. And they clean up any mess that's made from the install, because if you're going to put in a ceiling fan, there'll be a little debris from that. But they do all of that for you. and you pay the price they quote you up front. Go to MrElectric.com for more information, or again, 245-1566.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We're back to normal with good traffic flow on I-65 and 85, with the exception of I-85 southbound at Chantilly. We have a little slowdown there at Chantilly up towards Taylor. Other than that, we're fine. Interchange is looking good, moving at the speed limit. No issues there. The Boulevard, moderate to heavy traffic all around the city. Most congested from Shirley Lane up past I-85 over to Carmichael, Woodmere, and down to Vaughan. Very heavy traffic there. Buckle up. Drive carefully. Hey, if you're going to have a Christmas puppy under the tree, make sure its life comes complete with Invisible Fence. With both indoor and outdoor systems, it'll keep that puppy safe. Call Vicky at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585 for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Injured in a wreck? We don't get paid until you get paid. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Angels for the Elderly is a specialty and memory care community in the heart of Montgomery. We have a knowledgeable team with many years of experience dedicated to serving those battling Alzheimer's disease or other memory-related diseases. Angels for the Elderly is a faith-inspired community that also provides one-of-a-kind programs centered around our residents and their individual personalities.
Hey, my name is Jeannie, and I moved my mother to Angels for the Elderly 3 years ago after caring for her in my home for 6 years, and I just thought no one could take care of her like I could, but Angels actually does more than I ever could. Angels for the Elderly is honoring each person as the unique child of God they are, and I just couldn't ask for more of a blessing than that.
You can find out more about Angels for the Elderly and our home-like environments at angelsfortheelderly.com, find us on Facebook, or by calling 334-270-8050 to schedule your tour today. Angels for the Elderly. Compassion is at the heart of our care.
U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner, has everything you need for a holiday feast. They've changed their name, but U.S. Foods Market Store has the same friendly faces and service they've been known for since 1871. Open to the public, no membership, easy parking, and conveniently located for quick shopping. Visit them Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. at 5455 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. You'll find everything you need for your holiday meal. U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner. We help you make it.
I'm Brett Lanham from Benjamin Moore New Look, and we couldn't have imagined how easy, affordable, and flexible advertising on the radio could be. It has been near effortless on our part. You could say our last 2 years have been the best in 10 because of a skyrocketing GDP. I say it's owed to Blue Water Broadcasting and their advertising staff.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Available now, it's another Bama half-off special. Fat Boys Barbecue Ranch in Prattville has $10 gift certificates for only $5 on BamaHalfOff.com. Locally owned and operated with a hometown family atmosphere, everything at Fat Boys Barbecue Ranch is made from scratch, including their original sauce, award-winning desserts, and their six meats slow-cooked over hickory hardwoods daily. Get your Bama Half-Off deal from Fat Boys Barbecue Ranch, available now while they last at BamaHalfOff.com.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Secret Santa sucks. Secret Santa sucks. Ridiculous and lame. Giving me crap that I don't want. A really dumb picture frame. Giving lame. and crap like a candle, spend about $7. They're gonna get another re-gift, cause Secret Santa sucks.
We certainly have had some memorable Secret Santa moments. And I don't do it because I'm not a team guy.
You're not a what? You're not a team guy?
Team guy.
It's, you got to get up in the morning.
Yeah.
We usually don't start until, I don't know, 8:30 maybe or 8.
For a while there, I would bring something and sit through the first few openings.
Mm-hmm.
And then find a coworker who would be willing to follow up and just bring me whatever you end up with.
Right.
That was actually more fun. Let's bring in former Secretary of State Jean Carre.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
Yeah, you do. They're acting out in Congress even as we speak. Let's get to our Morning Maroon nominee. Saluting the dumbest of the dumb, and we begin with a listener-suggested Morning Maroon. And we want to thank Suzanne Booth for sending it. It's a picture of two Prattville police officers on the Prattville Police Department Facebook page. And it's to Trey Bass, B-A-S-S. Hey there, Mr. Trey. Since you ran off from us from the Otauga liquor store with 2 liters of Grey Goose and jumped a few fences while you were running with the Grey Goose in both of your hands, you dropped your wallet and cell phone. So we decided to take a selfie with your cell and post it on your Facebook. We decided to call you War Pony since you ran pretty fast from us. P.S. You can pick up your cell phone and wallet at Prattville Police Department. How long do you think it'll take Mr. Trey Bass to...
Well, with all that information, they have plenty of places to look for him if they want to.
If they want to, I would... say probably the best step is go surrender. They're going to get you anyway.
At this point, yeah.
Number one. Number two, from England, guy was stuck in traffic Saturday. He decided to spray an excessive amount of air freshener in his car with the windows rolled up. Right after he finished spraying, he lit up a cigarette. It blew out all of his windows, including the front windshield and the back windshield, broke the windows of some nearby businesses, and the doors and trunk of the car were damaged also. Almost looks totaled. Somehow, he walked away with minor injuries. So that also serves not just as a tribute to this nitwit's stupidity, but don't ever fill your car with air freshener and then light a cigarette. And then finally, we have a guy from Georgia next door. His name is Quint Langford. He called police to say he had stolen a car in Thomasville. I've been to Thomasville.
Yeah.
Was about 12 miles away in a smaller town of Boston. A Boston police officer went looking for the Chevy Impala and 29-year-old Langford, but could find neither. Langford called back again and then finally a third time to say he had broken into a convenience store and was drinking beer. He wanted to confess and turn himself in, said the police. He called 3 times. That was enough for Boston police to track down and find him, helping himself to... This is a guy that apparently was determined to get caught. So, if that was his motive, that doesn't make him stupid. I'd just like to know why you choose that kind of a life.
Got a lot of good winners here.
Yeah. I suppose...
kind of want to go with the explosion thing, because that was really... dumb and dangerous.
It is.
Dumb and dangerous.
It's always nice to honor a local nitwit, but I agree. We'll go with him.
What an imbecile. What an ultra maroon.
At 8:55.
Mark your calendar for Thursday, March 19th, 7:30 p.m. at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center as the Impact presents the Nitty Gritty Nerd Man in concert.
You and me go fishing in the dark.
Tickets start at $22 and are available at the MPAC box office or Ticketmaster.com. Get your tickets now at the MPAC box office or Ticketmaster.com for the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center.
This is C.C. Cole with Cole Plumbing. All of us at Cole Plumbing want to wish you and your family a Merry Christmas with a very special thanks to those who have used our services this past year. Forget the political ills of the country. Remember the one born in Bethlehem on Christmas. Trust in him, and we will have a better future. After Christmas, the New Year's not far behind, so when plumbing problems arise, and they will, we can help you. Please give us a call at 279-8919. 279-8919. Many of our customers think we provide the best service, so we let them be the judge. Those that haven't used our service, we would love to have you give us a try. Again, from Cole Plumbing, we hope everyone has a wonderful Christmas and a prosperous new year. And don't forget the reason for the season.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hi, it's Kristen, Promotions Director at Blue Water Broadcasting, and we are wishing a happy holidays to all of you in the River Region.
So cheery, 857 on your stock, 93.1 FM, and we're going to spend our final couple of minutes visiting with our buddy at Prattville Farm Center. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you, Mr. Greg?
Excellent, all things considered. Excellent. Nothing to complain about here. Let's talk about Prattville Farm. And you actually do have some really cool gift ideas in there.
We sure do, Greg. We got lots of nice things. Got stuff for the deer hunter, for the gardener, for the pet owner. We got something for most everybody.
You do. And people, you want to get, you know, jam into those crowded malls and some of those centers along Main Street in Prattville. I mean, if you got the patience for that, I'd go over to Prattville Farm Center and look around, because they do have some really, really great gift ideas, unique things, too. And this man here, Eddie, can help you out.
Yes, sir. Greg, let me take a minute to tell you about some new products we just got in.
Please
I don't
do.
Know if Randy's mentioned it or not, but we're carrying some local stuff. It's CBD oil products. Has he mentioned that to y'all?
No.
Yeah, we're getting into the CBD oil. We've got the tinctures for people to take, and we've got the lotions, and you can even give it to your dog if you got a nervous dog or one that needs calming down. So we're doing it because this is a local farmer. We're kind of partnered with him. He buys our products, and we buy his product. And same as with the honey. We try to support our local farmers and local producers. And
your local honey is amazing. That's something
that
makes.
So,
who doesn't want a jar of that?
For any of this stuff, come on in.
It is so good. And tools, what's right? You can't build a birdhouse. Why not just get one at Prattville Farm Center? And I have something in my yard. I know you don't carry these anymore, but my little windmill is something that's